This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Might want to open. Can we open those blinds at some point? Yeah. Or is that?
That's what I normally do.
Yeah. I'll do it right. You don't have to do it now.
I'll do anything for you, pal.
Thank you. All right, well, if you'll do any.
You told me that.
If you'll do anything for me, what I'd really appreciate is for you to agree with my take sooner than you do. Usually takes, there's a lag period.
Oh,
usually.
Please. Hey, yep. Mr. Hotshot,
yes,
Mr.
Sir.
NBA, can yeah. I give you a nugget that will knock you on your keister?
Is it the one about 1,000 and
oh,
something?
Oh, you are.
Go
NBA
ahead.
Teams in the playoffs up 9 with 1 minute left are, sounds like you know, 1 in 1,434. So if you're up, there's yesterday right. was the first one.
Yes,
so 1,434 NBA teams have had a 9-point lead or more with a minute left and have hung on.
Sounds like, to me like it was due to happen.
Oh, man.
Especially in this new NBA where people can score in a hurry.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
The best thing for the Knicks, it was game one. There we go.
Yeah. Okay.
That
yeah, no, you're right.
Is,
I mean, you're
I
right.
I mean, they're sick. It yeah. was a party.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
So, can I tell you one of the things that, yeah, I was going to say frustrates me, but it, and then I was going to say, well, it doesn't. And then I was like, well, maybe it does. So, Steve Kerr is talking about Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
And what he envisions for him as a player. And he mentions a guy named Sean Marion. You're looking at Sean Marion's stats, and he ended up with a 15-point career average.
Gotcha.
And you're saying, oh, Steiny, Kuminga can be better than that.
And I like Marion, Steiny.
So, Sean Marion was a four-time All-Star. Four-time All-Star.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Sean Marion... twice, think about this, twice was third team All-NBA. Third team. That means he's essentially a top 15, 20 player. And, you know, the years he was good, I mean, 19-21, you know, and then he started slipping. But I guess that's what, you know, that's what sometimes gets me. It's like, why do you think he can be better than Sean Marion? Sean Marion was a hell of a player.
Because I believe he could score 25 to 28 points a night.
That doesn't make him a better player. Yeah. Like, Sean Marion was a really good defensive player. He ran the floor. Had a weird shot, but yeah. got it done. I mean, like, I just think, I don't know if we're overrating Kuminga or we're underrating Sean Marion.
Well, I love the Gordon comp, though. I mean, he's one of my favorite players, Steiny. I mean, he's grown. He's gotten thicker. I know he's a Theodore Rand on the chats telling me, Guru, he's always been big. But, yeah, he is thick now, like almost bodybuilding
thick. I think
thick.
He got big. He's, oh, been, yeah, he's oh, gotten bigger.
Oh, there's no doubt. And he's – Steiny, your boy from three-point range, Gordon, It's like the dude is, who wouldn't want to have him on your team? So if Kuminga could get to that, I mean, that's a win right there.
I guess what I'm asking Warrior fans is, when you hear Steve Kerr say, you know what, I've always thought of him kind of as a Sean Marion, Aaron Gordon. It feels like some people think that's beneath Kuminga a little bit. Like, no, he can, like, I think you feel like he can be better than that. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Right,
I'm just saying I think we're, those are two really good players. Really good players.
Mm. Now, let me ask you this for the people in the back in Dub Nation. Kerr said nothing wrong. He spoke his truth. But, Stoney, I was kind of curious to see if anything in Warrior World, shout out she, changed after Jonathan Kuminga's, and I think it's easy and fair for me to say, his pretty good showing in the playoffs on the fly. It sounds like that didn't do anything to Kerr.
I don't think it did.
That's interesting, man. I really like, not that Kerr, like, wow. You know, he said he's trying to win. They didn't win, so he's not going to, you know, it's kind of interesting. Stoney, I thought maybe they might go back to the lab and be like, you know what, we kind of missed on this. We got to do something to kind of not marry him, but incorporate him a bit more. But hearing his energy and tone, he said nothing bad, but it sounded almost like that playoff, those three games didn't happen.
Well, I think, you know how.
And that's just me.
You know how sometimes you can look at something and one guy thinks one thing and one guy thinks another?
Or sure.
I actually think that Steve Kerr, you know, people are saying, well, look, you know, Kuminga didn't play and then he played three games and he had 20 and 30 and 20 in those games. So Kerr looks like a fool. And I guarantee you, Kerr would say, I fully expected that from him. And that's my point, everybody. That Jonathan Kuminga is a high usage isolation player, and we have no doubts the guy can score on his own. And wow. I'll bet you Steve Kerr would say, yeah, no, you're right. He got 20, 25, and 28 or 30, whatever it is. But yes, that's what he does, and that's all he does. So when they have Curry, they don't need that kind of scoring. And like, this is one of those things where I just, like, he's telling us everything that I think we already knew he thought about Kuminga. Not that we can't disagree with it.
No doubt. But is there any meat on the bone, though, Stoney? Is there any meat on the bone for Kerr and company to do something different to kind of, to get that fixed? I know 4 years have come and gone, but Stoney, I just feel like the Warriors are not in a position of strength when it comes to the others. To just say night-night to the Jonathan Kuminga experiment, but when I hear Coach Kerr say why it can't work, can it be tweaked? Is he so talented, I believe, can you try to tweak something? Because Kuminga's not going to be able to turn into what they want. Stoney, I mean,
why
this,
not?
On
why
his
not?
Own.
How come? Like, how come?
There's too many smart people, including Steph, the players, Dre, Steve Kerr, and Stoney, maybe they've exhausted all possibilities, and this is just what it is, and I would understand. But it is kind of frustrating how talented JK is. Have we exhausted all those possibilities to fix it?
I mean, to answer your first question.
Jimmy and Steph don't play 48 minutes, especially
but
at this age,
no,
you know?
You're right, they don't. But if... if Curry's playing 32 and Butler's playing 32 or 34 and they're playing together a fair amount, then he's going to be limited. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steve Kerr did a podcast with Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard and really, really got into the weeds about two things that we've been discussing the playoffs ended, that Jimmy Butler – taking 20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Shots total in the last two games. And Jonathan Kuminga, why his role has been what it is. Let's go to Anthony in Sassoon.
Our man.
Hey, Anthony, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. So, first of all, y'all both right. And Steve Kerr is a fool, but he's also a coach that's coaching the way that he has gotten success. But it doesn't mean that he's not a jackass for not finding a way to incorporate Jonathan Kuminga, because Guru is pointing that the boy is talented and he can play basketball. Donnie is saying, but he doesn't fit the scheme. We keep leaving out. Steve Kerr has a very specific scheme and or way he wants to play. Jonathan doesn't do those things. Guru, you just said, no, Steiny, you just said, well, why not? Because he is who he is. You guys got three kids apiece, I believe. And Steiny, you got three girls.
Yeah.
All three of them are probably different.
Yeah.
At some point in time, you probably looked at all three of your girls and some here and there said, why you can't be like that one or why that one can't be like this one. They are who they are, and you figure out the best way to love them. You love them equally, but you might have your favorite here and there. Guru, your little girl's in college down there doing great. Your son's in college over here, and you got one more trying to get out the door. And they're all different. But you figure out a best way for your household to run. And the Warriors are completely tied to the Steph Curry way. That's why I said he's the system. Even Steve Kerr has gotten four championships playing that way. And right now, Jonathan Kuminga doesn't fit the way that they want to play. There's nothing wrong with him.
Yeah.
And I believe those comps are actually really, really good. I think that what you said about Gordon is really important. We have to think about that, especially for you, Guru. Gordon didn't take that next step till he got out of Orlando.
Right.
JK needs to get out of here. Mm. He needs to go somewhere else where a coach can see him and really help him hone in to his skills and just let him be who he is. He hasn't had the chance to play freely. Once he can play freely, then he can see the things he needs to do. But right now, he's 22, 23. He's a hot shot. He ain't trying to hear nothing Steve Kerr wants to say. And you also got to think about it. They didn't want to get rid of him because they really thought that they could get him to play their way. But we see that that's not the case. But nobody's wrong here. Steve Kerr, yes, he's a jackass for not figuring it out. But Jonathan Kuminga also didn't help his situation by not wanting to take all the full tutelage. But I do believe that they handled him incorrectly. But another thing you said, Guru, is we don't have enough talent. And that's what my call was in the first place, was we're not good enough to we don't have enough talent to get where we want to go,
man,
no matter what. And that's why I understand where you're coming from. But Jonathan Kuminga doesn't fit what they want to do. So we got two more years of this. When Steve Kerr goes, then we'll figure it out. And it's just the honest truth.
Thanks, yeah. Anthony.
Oh, solid nuggets there.
Solid as always.
Yeah. And I'll say this, Donnie, because I disagree with our guy, Uncle Looney. He thinks the reason it's not working for Kuminga in the Warrior world is the defensive side of the ball.
It's one of the reasons, of course.
But I feel like it's a minute reason. It's all what Kerr talked about. He didn't mention his defense to Kawakami. He said ball dominant. And we've seen some things to where he gets lost on offense or doesn't do. So I'm not saying it's not the defense part is not there, but I think this is all on the offensive side of the ball, man.
I mean,
if you were to sign and trade him, I think you could get a good player back. That's what I think about Jonathan Kuminga, Donnie. So if it's over, and he, unfortunately for some fans like myself, he has to leave, I get excited on. You're not getting chopped liver back. You should be able to turn that into something like you did when Durant did you a favor.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And now the home of the Golden State Valkyries. They got their first win last night. Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah.
And, of course, the Warriors always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I got it.
I love our chat.
I got it. I don't know if correct use the word.
Okay.
But listen to this quote again about Sean Marion. Right. Athleticism, running the floor, pressure on the rim, going up and dunking. Guarding everybody at the other end.
All right. So Theodore Rand on the chat says, Stoddy, as soon as the Coach Kerr brought up Marion, he was talking defense.
Good. Marion was a really good defensive player.
So he said guard everybody, huh, on that
and
quote?
Marion could guard a lot of different positions. Yes. I mean, you know, the other thing that Steve Kerr, I thought I heard him say, is, hey, like, get off me as it relates to Jonathan Kuminga, because I was given a mandate that this must revolve around Steph. And once they got Butler, he just didn't see value enough in Jonathan Kuminga.
Man.
And, like, the one thing you said, and I kind of agree with it. You know, just because he's a one-on-one guy and just because he's an isolation guy doesn't necessarily mean that he's useless. I mean,
oh my gosh.
I'm not, but in the context of this team, I think the best he's going to do is be a scorer off the bench. Like, that's on this particular team.
And do you think that's good enough for him? Because I'm wondering, when I saw him at the game with Lakeup, what if they had a conversation just about work, what that looks like. Wait it out, JK. I'll take care of you. Wait it out, and these guys will be gone. Nobody wants to hear that because we still want the Steph experience and Dre and Jimmy. But, Steiny, at what point does JK say, I think and I need more? And sometimes when you part ways mutual, it's okay. And we'll try to do right by you, but I would be shocked if Jonathan Kuminga's in a Warrior uniform after hearing Coach Kerr say that. And I'll give Kerr this credit, Stoney. I'll give him our version of the Emmy or Grammy. I'm here to win. I give a damn about Goo or Stoney. He didn't say it, but he said it. I'm trying to win, and I don't think this dude can help us win.
Not right now. Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, when you hear Steve Kerr talking about Jonathan Kuminga and the way he did, I'm going to play it one more time. Because it was to me, it's very telling.
And Kerr will be on with Will and Dibs at 5 today.
Not just what he said about Kuminga, but what he didn't say.
I've been asked to win. And right now, he's not a guy who I can say I'm going to play 38 minutes with the roster that we have, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, and put the puzzle together that way and expect to win. Doesn't mean he's not a really good player. Doesn't mean he's not talented. It just means the fit, and with the roster that we have, it is tricky. There's no question. And we can talk details. We can talk spacing, usage rate, all that stuff. But the game is about the puzzle fitting. It's about five guys complementing one another at both ends of the floor. All I do is, you know, I try to win. And that doesn't, you know, necessarily mean everybody's going to be happy, whether it's the fans or the players or, you know, management, whatever. It's just, I got to do what I think is best.
Man, I could hear him telling Lakeup that. You know, like, I get that. Like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like, yeah, I think Lakeup would want to see more of Kuminga, because Kerr seemed to acknowledge that, you know, it's not going to make everybody happy.
He can play.
And maybe it doesn't make Lakeup happy. Okay, so if it's such a big issue, then get rid of Kerr. If you think Kuminga's that great a player.
Well, that's not,
But that's really what we're coming down to. If it's boiled down to Lakeup loves Kuminga, Kerr doesn't love Kuminga, well, then you got then Joe Lacob might have to make a decision one way or the other.
Well, I don't want to say you're wrong or that's not drastic, but the fact that the natural part of this is Jonathan Kuminga's contract, Stoddy, you got to put a ring on it. You know what I mean? Kerr's under contract.
Not necessarily. See, this is where.
Talk to me.
Well, Jordan Poole got traded a year after he signed a deal.
Like, after he got 100.
And in fact, D'Angelo Russell was signed for the sole intent of eventually moving him. So I don't necessarily think if I read that Kuminga, the Warriors have matched an offer for Kuminga that he's going to be here for the next 4 years. I don't know that. But I also, and you said this too, and Kerr said it, you said, you know, we all want to ride as long as we can with Jimmy, Curry, and Draymond.
It looks that way right now.
Well, then,
Curry for sure.
Well, then there's no room for Kuminga. At least as an integral part of this team. Integral.
You help me out. And I know people are going to be like, Guru, what are you doing before Memorial Day? I got to be careful here because you know how fond I am of James Harden. But after the fact, after the young Oklahoma City Thunder lost to the Miami Heat in the finals, I didn't think James Harden would ever be what he turned out to be. But when he left, I thought it was odd that you couldn't make that work. And then you look back on it like, wow, imagine had you had James, Russell, and KD against the 2016 Warriors. I'm not dare saying Kuminga's where Harden was. But, Stani, I guess I'm bringing it up because what if you look back and say Kuminga turns into some stud? It's like, man, we couldn't find a way or a spot for him to kind of, you know, grind his teeth on until it was his turn?
Well, I think Steve Kerr would tell you that the example you used is exactly the reason why he can't be here or why he can't play. Because, and you could vehemently disagree, it wouldn't be the first time I've talked about this. The bottom line is Westbrook, Harden, and Durant,
right?
I don't think it works. I do not think it works. You have 2.5 ball dominant players, and that's really hard. I mean, how do you play? James Harden dribbling at the top of the circle like he did in Houston?
Led the league in assists, though, Stoney.
Oh, so what's Westbrook supposed to do when that's all going on?
Just cause havoc. And
well, how do you cause havoc when you're on the wing and James Harden's dribbling?
And you're not the best shooter.
And how is James Harden dealing with Russell Westbrook having the ball in his hands all the time? And, oh, by the way, the best of the three is Kevin Durant, and he's got to be reliant on those other two guys to get him the ball. But I think there was also a money issue involved, too, with Harden there. They didn't think they could play. They didn't think they could pay them all.
So where are you at? You kind of told us. You think he'll be on the team opening night, JK?
Boy, that's – I
know it's a lot, but come on, man. And what did that Valkyrie game mean, if anything? It meant something.
Somebody on the text line, and he's right.
Was that the golfing trip with Joe Lacob and Klay Thompson?
Yes.
Wow.
Remember Joe Lacob went golfing with Klay Thompson? He was gone 2 days later.
And they didn't talk about anything. Money didn't come up.
Exactly. And I'll bet you nothing came up the other night with Lacob and Kuminga.
Wow.
The one thing that's making me think Kuminga will be here next year is – if the Warriors don't like any sign and trades they're looking at, they've got to bring him back. They can't just not match and let him go. I'd be surprised because they've never done that with an asset before, even if it's Jonathan Kuminga. So that's kind of where I'm at with Jonathan Kuminga. I want to play one more. I see people on hold. We're almost at the end of the segment, so I'm definitely going to – I want to give you a better shot at it on the other side of the break rather than
– 95-7 the game. Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Go ahead. You do it, Carter.
Well, according to Shams Charania, Draymond Green has been announced first team All-NBA defensive team.
And remember, that's a regular season award.
Well, good for
regular
him,
season.
Good for him. Wow, that's got to feel good for him. I know he wanted to win DPOY, but Steiny, he was the third, what, one of the three finalists. So I don't want to say I'm shocked. I'm just shocked at what happened against Randall in Minnesota, because he did have a damn good defensive season. So good for Dre. At his age, Adness, no, Steiny, this is a feat.
I mean, it's an accolade. It's another honor. It's another nice thing on his resume. I don't think he had a great defensive season top to bottom. I thought he was really good the second half of the season. I didn't think he was phenomenal.
But
we left out this studio.
I know we're up against
it. He's not even, like, here's the thing, and I get it. You can be not in your prime defensively and still be among the best defenders in the NBA. And he is, and I'll never take that from him, but he's not the defender he was 5 years
ago.
And
I'll say this, and this might be unfair before we get out of here. I feel like Dirk did when he lost. He got MVP, and they lost to the Warriors, and we believe. I feel like Dre, coming off a series where he admitted Julius Randle gave him the business, Steiny, and then you get named, you know, like, that's still embedded in my mind, the fact that we had nothing for Minnesota. And mainly him.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, he's first team.
Great.
I'm not saying he didn't deserve first team All-NBA at all. I'm just saying that we know, and there's no shame, he's 35. To me, he was the best defensive player in basketball 5 years ago. All of basketball. And now he's among the best.
But can we, on the other side, could you truly name seven better defenders right now in the league?
Yeah, I think I could.
Let's try.
I think I could. Okay. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. You can jump into this conversation about Kuminga. Draymond Green, congratulations. First team. How many of those were first team, second team, third team, all defense?
Right, got it.
Well, this is his ninth.
Right. Damn. But I'm not sure he's had nine first teams. Maybe he has. I might be wrong. We can check.
Nine times on the defensive, all defensive team.
That's,
I think I'll look into it. I'll look into first or second team.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, he'll be on tomorrow because they play. He'll be able to talk some mess.
Okay. 888-957-9570. That segment sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.